I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. We are reaching out to Rico Aller. We'll try and get with him from Carson Insulation. Sometimes he has to go up onto a mountain and get cell coverage. It's really weird. When he's at his ranch, he's got to go up on a mountain top somewhere where he can actually get cell coverage. So it is a problem from time to time. We are going to talk in this hour about the border wall. Is it indeed a manufactured crisis? I choose to think not. If you ask the family of Kate Steinle, the beautiful young woman who was killed, died in her father's arms, on a pier in San Francisco, at the hands of an illegal, who, by the way, the guy, and again, he was never convicted, but he obviously was the guy that fired the shots that ended up killing Kate Steinle. What is interesting about all of this is that there's case after case after case after case. The police officer in California, another sanctuary state. How many more people will have to die? Kate Steinle, the police officer saying in California over the holidays, how many people are going to have to die at the hands of illegal aliens? And then when we call them out on this, people like Luis Gutierrez, the former member of Congress, want to refer to us as anti-immigrant. Anti-immigrant. See if that makes sense. Let's go to the audio sound bites, because there is all kinds of talk about this being a manufactured crisis. Let's go first to cut two, if we can. This is Macy Hirono, a senator from Hawaii, was on with Wolf Blitzer and called the border crisis a manufactured crisis. Here is Macy Hirono on CNN yesterday.
Mitch McConnell is the second person, aside from the president, who won't do anything because the president is amoral and he's a hostage taker. We shouldn't be negotiating with a hostage taker. The Mitch McConnell can bring these bills to the floor, and I'm calling on all of the Republicans to listen to their constituents who are in great pain, to say to Mitch McConnell, and some of them have come forward, which is a good thing. More of them need to come forward to say to Mitch McConnell, let's do our jobs, let's reopen government, and then we can argue about the wall with regard to the funding for Homeland Security.
I gotta let you go, but very quickly, you say the president's a hostage taker. What do you mean specifically?
He's taking 800,000 federal employees hostage so he can get his vanity wall. That's what I mean. He's a hostage taker. He can't negotiate about the wall on the substance of it. He has to take 800,000 people hostage in order to get what he wants. And this is a vanity wall because, of course, we Democrats want border security, but we want it to be a smart border security, not the kind of physical wall that so many people say is not going to do the job. So he's created this crisis. It's a manufactured crisis, and he's doing everything he can to make everybody believe that he's literally up against the wall, and the only real wall is the one that's closing in on him.
Ooh, how cute. How cute. But do you ever notice that these Democrat politicians, the same ones, now Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, they all were for a wall previously. Now all of a sudden they're not for a wall. Has something happened? Has the flow of illegals dried up? Is that it? No, seriously. Is that what we're talking about? I want to find out. We've got national polling that shows that 79% of you, 79%, view this as either a crisis or a problem. Morning Consult Politico poll just out yesterday. And what I want to find out from you is 79% say it's either a problem or it's a crisis. Either way, it's not good. And I want to find out from you if you believe what we're talking about here is a problem. Is it a crisis? Is the president manufacturing a crisis? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, once and for all, is the president making this up? I don't think he's making it up. And the American people apparently agree with him. And I hope that the people of America will respond to the president's call. You know, earlier in the week, he spoke from the Oval Office and he urged Americans to call their members of Congress. Call your members of Congress and let them know you want a wall. And apparently a lot of members of Congress are getting just that kind of response. With calls to their Democrat members of Congress that we want a wall. And what a lot of these offices do is they tally them up. That's for a wall, that's against a wall. For a wall, for a wall, for a wall. Oh, that's against the wall. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. Staz is there. Rick is there. And maybe you're... I've only got one line open. So if you want to seize it now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steak, steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I don't know if you've checked it out yet, but you ought to do it today. Check it out. I think you check it out right now. Live and local now on demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot button issue, then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. All you got to do is go to kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to Kevin Wall. That's W-A-L-L. KevinWallRadio.com. And it's right there. Live and local now on demand. Stas, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm glad you called. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. This woman on the left is trying to spin things where saying that Trump is holding people hostage. I mean, the reality is there are children, little girls, little boys, that are the human trafficking happening at the border. Let's forget the fact that immigration costs us over $100 billion annually. Let's just focus on one thing that everybody, including that woman, has been touched by, and it's evil for her to lie about it because it's the left that's holding the country hostage. We have more people dying in the USA from heroin and fentanyl annually than all the soldiers that were killed in Vietnam War. That is a massive crisis. 90% of those drugs are coming across that border. It's sick and it's evil for these people to take that position. They don't want to help. They don't want to fix the solution. They want to play politics for power. They're real scum.
Let me ask you, Stas.
Your family's been, yeah.
Hey, Stas, let me ask you. Do you think the bulk of America knows what you know? I mean, you articulated
yes,
it as well as anybody I have heard, and certainly better than most of the politicians. Do you think the American people get it?
Yeah, I think the American people get it. I mean, that's why I'm all about smaller government and pushing things back to the state, because we're in better hands with the American people than a big federal government where you've got basically 454 people dictating everything that happens in this country. That's why I support the Convention of States, because it forces certain things like term limits. I think the people absolutely get it. I think there's a challenge in the people's voice being heard, because once you get into D.C., you know, here's a small zip code area where everyone is becoming millionaires. That's not what our founding fathers had in mind, and it's not going to change. I heard Ted Cruz is proposing a bill for term limits. Now, if that goes through, fantastic. You and I both know it's not going to go through, and it's never going to happen until everybody signs the petition for a convention of states and we start taking back our country. It's 300 million against 454. We should be able to win that war.
Stas, I'm glad you called. And I love the way you put it. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Go to Rick. Rick's in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning. Illegal immigration has been a crisis for 30 or 40 years now. I mean, this is nothing new.
By the way, just for the record, we were talking about this in 1986 when Reagan gave him amnesty, and he called it amnesty.
That's right. That's right. I'm from California, so I can tell you, I've seen the results firsthand of communities totally destroyed. They don't, you know, a lot of these guys are living 20 people to a house. They don't follow any laws. A lot of them don't have valid driver's licenses or insurance. The cops don't. The cops just, it's a free pass, man. It's a joke. It's the citizen is held to all sorts of standards, and the illegal immigrants are held to none. And by the way, they are getting Social Security as well. I know of at least three cases from working with these guys. I used to hire them, and they would come in the next day with a new driver's license and a new Social Security card under, you know, whatever name, whatever their given name was. It's a joke, man. This country is completely out of control. We have no idea who's here. That's why I don't go for the war on terrorism either, by the way. How can you have a war on terrorism when you leave your back door open? That would be like complaining about getting, burglarized at your house when you leave the front door and the back door open. It's a joke, man. Everything the media tells us about this issue is a lie. And then the only reason they want this to keep going is because the demon rats are getting massive voting fraud from it. They want to bring the California model. They've already done it in Nevada. They want to bring that model nationwide. That's what they want to do.
Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, it'll be coming to a community near you. Thanks for the call, Rick. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm usually calling in, and I'm positive, and I think we should be nicer to each other. But I heard something today on the news that just irked me so badly, I could not help but call you. Sunrise Hospital is crying that they may have to decrease their services in the neonatal intensive care unit because they're getting such poor reimbursement from Medicaid. Well, you know what? I will guarantee, as a nurse who has worked in those areas, at least half of the babies that wind up in NICU are born of parents who were drug addicted or abused some form of themselves or their bodies, alcohol, drugs, whatever, got no prenatal care. So they wind up coming in early labor, can't stop it. They wind up with tiny little babies. The other one is, how many of those babies are born to non-documented people who've had no pre-medical, pre-nursing, or pre-birth care and have never taken care of themselves, don't eat properly, do what they're supposed to do?
Whoops.
The difference. I'm tired of it because now they're crying and saying they need Medicaid to reimburse more for the NICU or they're going to have to decrease services.
Well, I mean, what they're doing, for instance, in New York, they're talking about Medicare for all. In California, People's Republic of California, they're talking about it, too. And it's not going to work. Did you hear Pat Casal on yesterday? Pat Casal says it's not going to work. 600,000 folks are not covered in New York City. They're going to be covered under a new program being developed by Mayor Bill de Blasio. But they don't have enough money for it. They don't have enough money to cover what they're going to need. It's just a joke. And Judy, what you said is exactly, precisely right. But that's what they're espousing now. They're talking, even as we speak, about a transfer of wealth from the haves to the have-nots. What's going on right now under our own noses is they are converting America into a socialist state. You don't have health care? Oh, it's all right. The governor will provide it to you. And we'll just soak the rich. 70-80% tax rates? That's okay. It's all right. That's what we've got going. That's what we're facing, folks. You want to join us? My favorite part of the show coming up next. It's where you get to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. We make it easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday. It's the weekend. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. It is Friday, getting our weekend started as best we can. Let's go to Michael. Michael, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. What do you want to talk about today?
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. That's me. Oh, wow. First up.
Yep.
Well, cool. So just out of frustration, maybe I suggest this to our friend Eddie over posting Hamilton on his Facebook messages, and he just gave me a thumbs up back, no specifics. But it's like, how about you and me and some other guys go to Tucson, rent the largest truck we can find, fill it with cinder blocks and steel slats, go down to the dang border and build our own symbolic wall. It would be a huge media event. I don't know if anybody's thought of this yet, but I've also thought about volunteering to clean up trash in the Grand Canyon if anybody wants to give me a ride over there. I'm kind of broke.
I'm with you, Michael. I'm glad you called. Well, no, and we'll double check. The last time I looked, that border wall GoFundMe page was up over $19 million. Now, still, their goal is $1 billion. And I think they'll get it. I think you'll start seeing some people start to match. No, really. But they, and this, and when you look at the website, check it out. Check it out. It's just regular people. And it's $25 and $5 and $100. But eventually you're going to start getting people that are well-to-do that say, hey, I'll match the next $1,000. Or I'll match the next $5,000. I love that. That's what I think. That's what I think will happen. Scott, you're next up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Kevin.
What's going on, man?
Are you old enough to remember the vice presidential debate between Dan Quayle and Senator Lloyd Benson?
Barely, but yes.
Barely? Okay, you don't remember when Dan Quayle was speaking and he said that he was young and into politics, just like Jack Kennedy. And then Senator Lloyd Benson said, well, I knew Jack Kennedy, and you are no Jack Kennedy.
I do remember
that. You know what, Dan? Okay, and then you know what Dan Quayle should have said? He should have said, well, Senator Benson, you look like you just crawled out of a casket, and you're no Boris Karloff.
Yeah. The problem is, I think we all agree Dan Quayle was not the brightest bulb in the bunch. I mean, is that safe to say? He was not super clever.
No, definitely, you're right on that. But that's what his response should have been. But we were watching the rebuttal with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They both looked like wax dummies from Madame Tussauds' wax museum.
Was that? I mean, that awful stare that both of them had.
Yeah, that left evil eye on Chuck Schumer.
Oh yeah.
If you put a cape on him and fangs, you know, he would have been Count Dracula. And I would have said to him, you know, Senator Schumer, you're no Bela Lugosi.
Oh, God. Oh, hold on. Let me catch my breath. Let me catch my breath. I love that.
What about the Crypt Keeper? What about the Crypt Keeper, Nancy Pelosi? I mean, we don't need one wall. We need three walls. We need a wall on the south border. We need a wall on the north border to keep people like Doug Basham from coming down in here from Canada. And then we need a wall all around the state of California and throw every Democrat over that wall.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. You want to join us? That's what happens on our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to tell us where you want to take the show. It's easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. No, I mean, and you know what? I have more fun with this segment than I do with any segment of the week. People just get crazy, and I love it. Now, the other thing we get to do is we get to bring you audio sound bites from the craziness that's out there. For instance, Nancy Pelosi I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi. And this is cut number three. And one of the things that Nancy Pelosi does worse than anybody is articulate. A lot of times she just doesn't make any sense. I'm serious. She just doesn't. I'll let you hear from Nancy Pelosi coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, I want to go to clinical. Carl. Carl, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Listen, you're talking about Trump wants to put the wall up to defend the country. Well, before I went to med school, I was with the Coast Guard. I told you a long time ago, for 4 years out of Miami, we were in drug interdiction of fast boats and things like that. And he's crippled the Coast Guard with his shutdown of government. I've talked to people in the Coast Guard. If the supplies aren't getting through, he's almost crippled them until they open up the government. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're the first line of protection of this country, and he's crippling them to try to put his wall up to protect the country, which is, to me, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And my last thing is, I want to ask you, I like old movies because my father was in that business, and do you ever see the movie I saw yesterday or the day before, Face in the Crowd, with Andy Griffith?
Yes.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah. Saw it in black and white, man. I think. I think it was like black and white, wasn't it?
Right. Well, he was a con man who worked his way up until he was finally found out by everybody, and he ended up knocking on the wall of insanity. And that's, I wonder who that reminds me of.
Oh, now. Wow. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in the People's Republic of California, and he joins us. Mike, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now.
Hey, what's going on? I don't know. I don't know if you guys saw that one footage of Donald Trump being manipulated by some Fox station in Seattle, and I guess they have this software that manipulates the people's faces or whatever, and they pretty much made him look like really, really orange with a bigger head, and his tongue would be sticking out like some kind of lizard. And during the Oval Office speech, did you see it?
No, because it was just the president. The Oval Office speech was just the president. Are you talking about a Frank Luntz panel?
No, like while everybody was watching it live, right? It was being broadcast live at 6 p.m. And I guess that they have this one software called Deepfake. And they could actually, while it's being broadcast live, manipulate the president's face to distort it. I don't know. They had this.
I did not see that.
And the last thing I wanted to mention was the Russian Pope actually mentioned that something that I had already had my feelings about this, but the Russian Pope has announced that cell phones is a direct connection to the spirit and mind of Satan.
Well, yeah, okay. Now you can say our Marxist Pope, but our Pope is not a Russian. He's what is he? Argentine? I forget. Argentine, I think. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. It's wild, it's crazy, it's unpredictable. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll be back with more of your calls coming up from all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Mike calling us from the Coachella Valley as we continue Live and Local now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and Land Use Consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations and in participating Valley Meadow for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. $3. You want to try something different? You want to save even more money? Make it even more convenient? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. I'm a client. Wayne Allen Root's a client. Thousands of others in Southern Nevada are clients, and we love it. They bring it right to your front door, and they save you tons of dough. Got to like that. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That's the phone number. Let's begin with Steven in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Good morning, Steven.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I'd like to certainly like to publicly thank you for having Carl on from time to time. I'd like to try to explain why Carl is important and maybe encourage Carl to think along these lines, too. Carl, this isn't a good system. It's just the best. It's just better than all the rest of the systems. You know, we are a country of laws. Now, if you'd like to send a picture of your address and your home maybe Kevin could disseminate it out. If there's any jihadist terrorist in the neighborhood, you can explain to them that your home is a gun-free zone. You have no walls. If they want to come on in, the house is theirs. If they kill some of your family members or some of your friends, that's just the price that you're willing to pay because you don't want any walls. Carl, the number one function of the federal government, which they taught me as a political science undergraduate degree holder and a law school graduate, is the number one purpose of the federal government is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the American people. Carl, Donald Trump is trying to do that for you. Now, it's easy to criticize, condemn, find fault, and cast blame. But since, as I said, this isn't a good system, Carl, the question is, what are you and the listeners of this audience going to do? Are you going to criticize, condemn, find fault, and cast blame? Or are you going to try to make the system better? That's my hint for today.
You have a great weekend. Interesting. I know he was tongue-in-cheek and all of that. We would never espouse anybody, do anything crazy. But the fact is that all these people that are decrying the idea of criticizing the wall, they've got walls. They live in gated communities. I love the idea of coming up with pictures and saying, this is the office of the Democrat National Committee. It's behind it's in a gated community. You have to have you have to have walls and gates and armed cops to get in. No, I mean that's what it is. And people like Nancy Pelosi, let's go to cut three real quick. This is Nancy Pelosi. Yesterday, she does a briefing. She does a briefing at the end of each legislative week. And listen to Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
I have a day job here that is different from just what's happening on the political side. We're just very excited about the size of our victory. I would say to you, I've always supported it. It doesn't matter to me whether they support me. What matters is that they support a Democratic agenda to make progress for America's working families. And they all spoke out beautifully for the people. Healthcare. Like a jackhammer. That's what's important. And then what was yours? It will come back to the omnibus. I intend to win the speakership with Democratic votes.
I think that's something that I did wrong. I sent the wrong Nancy Pelosi clip. Sorry about that. I did. I want you to hear just for a minute from Preet Bharara. Preet Bharara is a former federal prosecutor fired by the president, so he's no fan of the president, okay? But he's a former federal prosecutor, and he's speculating, this is cut seven, speculating on whether Robert Mueller will use Trump's public statements, his tweets, his answers to the media. This was Preet Bharara last night on CNN.
Believes that the Mueller team is preparing to use the president's public statements, including his tweets and various lies, to try to build an obstruction of justice case against the president. What do you make of that theory?
I mean, I think that's what prosecutors do. I mean, I think there's this view in the public that everything that people bring forward in court to prove a charge or an allegation is something that they found out through a wiretap or through a search or going through someone's garbage. People's public statements matter also. People's public statements often tell exactly what's going on in the person's mind. I don't think you could make a case in this circumstance and in many circumstances purely from the public comments of someone unless they're in the essence of a complete confession. But public comments and indications of the president's state of mind through tweets and other interviews that he's given, combined with testimony from other people about what the thinking was and what the reasons were for engaging in various bits of conduct like firing Jim Comey and other things, those in combination paint a very powerful picture, I think, that prosecutors don't want to give up.
Okay. Now, Preet Bharara was fired by this man, Donald Trump. And I want you to listen to the president. This was as he was leaving yesterday on Marine One to go catch Air Force One and go down to McAllen, Texas. He justified the use of national emergency. And I want you to listen to his rationale.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will. I have no doubt about it. I will. I have the absolute right to declare. This was passed by Congress. So when you say, was it passed by Congress? It was. Other presidents have used it, some fairly often. I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely. This is a national emergency.
Why haven't you declared a national emergency?
Because I would like to do the deal through Congress, and because it makes sense to do it through Congress. But the easy route for me would have been call a national emergency and do it. And I will tell you, this is a tremendous crisis at the border.
The Democrats still say it's not a crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. Ask Kate Steinle's family, the family of the California cop who was killed over the holidays by an illegal. I mean, just you don't have to look too far to see people that can tell you this is a crisis. Ask the Border Patrol people. They'll tell you it's a crisis. That's going to just about do it. My Kansas City Chiefs are playing. Yeah. Against the Colts. And this may be the one year they have disappointed us so many times. Those of us that are Chiefs fans, Kansas City Chiefs. And we've been disappointed so many times. This may be the one time with a great quarterback, a great wide receiver, that we finally do it. And tomorrow we will know. That's going to do it for me. Until we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.